The person that loves the journey will always make it farther and be happier than the person that loves the destination. Most of us are here to get rich quick. And what's great is that desired destination has put us all on a journey that involves learning about a new speculative asset class, how the traditional financial system works, how absolutely criminal central banks are, and what it takes to build and maintain wealth over time. So some of us will reach the desired destination of getting rich, and one of two things will happen. One, we get rich and we are not able to maintain it and end up right back where we started. Or two, we get rich and maintain and grow our newfound wealth for the rest of our lives and for our legacies to come. The difference between the two outcomes is determined by whether we are the person that loves the journey or the person that loves the destination. So for some of us that are still focused on the destination, we need to have a mind shift to instead learn to love the journey and love the process of building and maintaining wealth, not just gambling on cryptos to try to luck out and strike it big. People focused on the destination of getting rich try to take shortcuts by giving their money or crypto to someone else to invest on their behalf, instead of investing the time to learn about the industry and end up getting scammed. Because there are no legit crypto investment, mining, or yielding services, absolutely zero. There are scammers everywhere pretending to be me, Guy from Coin Bureau, BitBoy, Meet Kevin, Kathy Wood, Russell Brand, anyone in the crypto or financial space, or who has any substantial following at all. And they lie by trying to trick you into giving them money to invest, mine, yield, or even sometimes they claim to have fake services to recover lost or stolen funds. All of those are 100% scams, and to learn more about them, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. Another shortcut people who are too focused on the destination take is by maybe actually making a great trade, realizing massive gains, and then they never sell or take profits because they didn't have a profit-taking strategy beforehand, which you can check out this step-by-step guide on how to do that by clicking in the link above. Or maybe they didn't learn about the process of how to take profits in crypto, because sometimes it's not as easy as selling it on Coinbase directly for a stablecoin or cash and transferring it to your bank account. And then the value crashes down, leaving them back at square one. Here's the deal. We cannot take shortcuts on our journey to true wealth and prosperity. We need to invest our time to gain knowledge about what wealth is, all aspects about generating wealth and maintaining wealth over time, and most importantly, we need to earn it. We need to truly deserve it. We need to give to others, provide value to others, make a contribution to humanity and the world at large. That is how we manifest true wealth, prosperity, happiness, and fulfillment. Because anyone who has realized a significant amount of monetary gain, who has been able to maintain it for a significant period of time, will tell you that money alone won't leave you happy or fulfilled. When a ton of money is not coupled with a sense of purpose, gratitude, gratefulness, healthy, fulfilling relationships, and a balanced life overall, a lot of money just makes our problems more existential. And what's great, what I really love about crypto, is it inspires a lot of people who want to get rich to inadvertently start a journey that they will either try to shortcut, rush through, and most likely not end up where they intended to go, or their journey leads them down a path where along the way, they learn how to practice gratitude for the things we currently have, learn how to generate wealth, how to provide value to the world, find a sense of purpose, and help others on their journey to a fulfilling life. So why am I highlighting this fact? The fact that we are on a journey and we need to fall in love with the journey and not focus on the destination if we are actually going to make it. Because I think this bear cycle might be longer than we originally hoped. And there are two ways we can react to this. Get discouraged and quit, or get excited because we may have another 18 to 24 months or so to build our skills, increase our income in DCA or dollar cost average into crypto and other investments at low prices over a longer period of time. So when the next bull cycle comes, which it always does, it always comes back at some point, we can reap the rewards we will have truly earned and will have learned and grown so much along the way instead of arriving and staying at our desired destination. We may decide to continue life's journey because we have fallen in love with the journey and have become lifelong learners that constantly pursue growth, who continue to have more and more to give and contribute to others and the world. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and in this video, we are going to explore my random wild guess, my latest prediction about what I think may play out market-wise for the rest of 2023, and what 2024 may have in store, and why we may have until Q1 of 2025 and beyond to prepare for the next bull cycle. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, iTrust Capital, Tangent Wallet, and Morales Money. Trade cryptocurrencies tax-free within your own individual retirement account, or IRA, with iTrust Capital. Invest in this amazing alternative to Ledger wallets called Tangent Wallet that never reveals your private keys to anyone, ever. It's a hardware wallet that is the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, super easy to set up, and it lets us trade altcoins faster, more securely, and conveniently to take profits on the go and find undervalued altcoins before they pump using Morales Money. A tool that connects directly to several different blockchains like Ethereum, Arbitrum, Polygon, and more, that allows us to set up filters and alerts to create our own unique trading strategies before the next mind-blowing altcoin season. So be sure to scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. My random wild guess is that the markets will continue to be driven by the Federal Reserve's actions, which will involve them continuing to hike rates 1 to 3 more times before finally pausing in the late summer or fall. They will hold the pause throughout the rest of the year and will not start lowering at all in 2023. This will cause more banks to collapse and merge with larger banks like JP Morgan. Commercial real estate will melt down. Debt everywhere will continue to mount and become more expensive. And like we discussed a while ago, over the next 6 months, 40% of Americans said they would need to use a buy now, pay later loan between now and then, over 27% of which said they would need it to buy groceries. They will need to take out a loan to afford to eat to survive, which begs the question of whether or not, at least in bigger metropolitan areas, is civil unrest on the horizon for 2023 or 2024? We shall see. What this means for the crypto markets for the rest of 2023? My random wild guess is we will continue to experience largely sideways movement with random short stints of run-ups in certain categories of cryptos. Like at the beginning of 2023, we had a mini surge in useless altcoins with AI in the names from the ChatGPT craze, then a mini surge in meme coins like Pepe and Floki. As of late, with China becoming more crypto positive, useless Chinese coins are popping off. And like we discussed the other day, the next surge could possibly be with gaming, AR, VR, and metaverse coins, with Apple's reveal of some new cutting-edge AR-VR-related tech on June 5th at the WWDC. So if you're a short-term gambling trader throughout the rest of the year, you can try your hand at predicting the next narrative and trying to front-run, catch the wave, and sell for potential gains. Otherwise, choosing an amount of money you want to invest over time and choosing a specific frequency that you're going to invest and doing it consistently over time usually works best in the long run, which is called dollar cost averaging. So for example, you decide to buy $50 worth of Bitcoin every Monday at 9 a.m. no matter what the price is. And DCAing, or dollar cost averaging, helps reduce your exposure to price volatility. Cool. Another thing to keep in mind about 2023 is the rollout of the new FedNow payment system this July, which is the foundation on which a CBDC, or central bank digital currency, will be built. This is the beginning of the end of any control and freedom we have over our money and property, which is why it's so important for us to get politically active. Because regardless of your political party, there are candidates on both sides that are against CBDCs, and unless they get into office, the global elite's plan to enslave us all by controlling how and where we spend our money will come to fruition. And if you don't know the gravity of a central bank digital currency being distributed and enforced, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. Nice. Now, my random wild guess for 2024, this will be an interesting year, as we've got the most important US presidential and congressional election as it relates to Bitcoin. So we will start being bombarded on the news and social media with political campaign ads, which if you haven't yet, check out this video guide on how we can get politically active to support pro-crypto regulations and politicians in just 5 minutes by clicking on the link above. What will be interesting this time around is the fact that we know media has been manipulating and censoring a lot of information about political candidates, like by saying no one noteworthy is running against Biden so the Democrats will have no primary debates, when we've got pro-Bitcoin Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ramping up his campaign to rival Biden, and now we have Elon Musk and Twitter rivaling the big media mafia, letting candidates like Ron DeSantis address pretty much the entire world directly. Anyone who wants to tune in and listen on Twitter, without the restrictions and parameters imposed by the big media mafia. And there are rumors of Trump rejoining Twitter. So yeah, Twitter, media, news, it's all going to get extremely political leading up to the election. Another important event to keep in mind for 2024 is the Bitcoin halving taking place around April or May of 2024. And if you don't know what that is, you can check out my video guide for beginners by clicking on the link above. Basically, a lot of hype will start building up before the Bitcoin halving event around January 2024 or so. And sometimes that creates some surges in cryptos. Then the 12 to 18 months following a Bitcoin halving event, historically, we see the Bitcoin price reach new all-time highs. Now, I'm not sure if we would experience this in 2023 or 2024 or even at all, but since the Fed has increased interest rates too fast, too high for too long, it could cause a sharp, painful, compressed period of hyperinflation before falling back down to their 2% target or even lower. Because since a default from the US debt ceiling has been averted, this sovereign debt bubble we are in, along with the rest of the world, cannot be escaped. It can only be worked through. And the only way out at this point is for the Fed to inflate the debt away by devaluing the currency. And this is one of many reasons why I think the Fed and government at large is actively working to destroy the US and global economy at large. Another reason being that they want as many people as possible to be reliant on welfare, so they vote to keep Biden in office so they can finish their destruction plan over the next 5 years. The ultimate goal being to force everyone to use the US's central bank digital currency, where they control the entire world's money. However, another trend that will continue to gain momentum through the rest of this year and 2024 is de-dollarization and de-globalization. More countries will continue to turn away from the dollar, and even within the United States, we will face fracture between states and the federal government, with governors like Ron DeSantis banning the use of CBDCs in the state of Florida. At the end of the day, I think all of this just keeps making a more and more compelling case for Bitcoin, in that it's clear that we need neutral, open, inclusive global financial infrastructure where we can all truly own and completely control our property instead of relying on useless, corrupt third parties like central banks, their political puppets, and corporate cronies. So if my random wild guess that we have around 18 more months of largely sideways movement in the crypto markets until around Q1 of 2025, when I randomly wildly guess the next bull cycle will start, we need to fall in love with this crazy journey in this insane macro environment and start investing time and energy in learning about this new asset class, practicing interacting with Web3 technology like decentralized exchanges, crypto wallets, and more, to treat this extra time we may be afforded in this bear market as a gift in our journey to wealth and prosperity. And one of the most important steps we can take as beginners and experts alike to help protect us and our wallets when getting familiar with DeFi tools and transacting online is by downloading a free browser extension called WalletGuard. WalletGuard acts as a security companion to our crypto wallet of choice, so we can browse the internet and interact with Web3 more securely. I've been using it for a year now and it's been working great, popping up warnings, helping me check everything before transacting, so it's definitely worth checking out and giving it a go in this crazy macro environment. When interacting with smart contracts, like for minting NFTs, when accessing the site, WalletGuard's phishing protection layer executes and warns you if the website might be harmful, if it was created recently and has a low trust score, and if you proceed to do so with caution. And when we do, before attempting to verify a transaction with our wallet, a second layer of protection is executed with a clear, human-readable warning about what exactly will happen if you decide to proceed with a transaction, like if it's going to drain your wallet instead of actually minting an NFT. It can also detect and will notify you if the site is making several attempts to interact with your wallet, like trying to hack and steal your funds. So WalletGuard is basically an all-in-one security dashboard for Web3. So make sure to scroll down and use the link below to access the correct and official site to download WalletGuard's free extension to protect your wallet and crypto assets today. Awesome. If you would like to watch a video guide for beginners on how to create a profit-taking strategy before the next bull run, check out this video. If you would finally like to have that eureka moment about how Bitcoin can help us maintain complete control and ownership of some of our wealth, check out this video. And to download the WalletGuard app for free, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.